Of course, it's Severe Weather Awareness Week, and all week here on Q92, we've been giving some tips and interviewing emergency managers, meteorologists. Our local meteorologist, Stan Olson, was on Tuesday. Had a lot of fun with Stan there, and then Ryan Miller from Weatherology, meteorologist. You heard him yesterday. And today, we're going to hear from Dawn Biergon. Hi, Dawn. How's it going?
Going pretty well. How about you, Paul?
Good. Dawn works for Countryside Public Health, and your title there, Dawn?
I am the agency's Emergency Preparedness Coordinator.
Okay. That's a big title, a big long title.
Yes, it can be a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. So you're pretty busy preparing. Tell people exactly what you do then.
Yeah, yep. So emergency preparedness in the public health role, we take a look at the different risks that could possibly happen within our area. And we work really closely with various different partners to help, how can we reduce the risk of harm to people's health during these emergencies or incidences that would specifically affect our area? And severe weather happens to be one of those things.
Okay, so. Good. All right. Of course, Severe Weather Awareness Week. Today's the tornado drill, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit. But Dawn, just take us through what Countryside Public Health, what you plan for, maybe some things you talk. You're on the Loughborough Emergency Management Team?
Yep. I do assist when needed there. We do meet usually a couple times a year. We will get together, go over, like I said, kind of those risks that are to the area specifically. And a lot of that planning goes into that during those meetings as well. And really getting together with the partners that are involved in a response.
When a disaster hits the county.
Right, yep.
So you're prepared and you're ready, right?
Correct.
Just like the Girl Scout, or is that the Boy Scout motto? Be prepared?
Be prepared, yes.
Be prepared, okay. You got a bunch of information in front of there. I'm just going to turn it over to you, Dawn, and you know?
Sure, yeah. So like I said, what we focus on at Public Health is we really want to mitigate or prevent reduce that risk of harm when an emergency may occur. So in our area, severe weather definitely does hit in the summer months. And so preparedness is another big piece of the puzzle when it relates to those things. So we want to make sure that we have plans in place, not only as an agency and as partners, but we also want to educate the public in what those emergencies might be and kind of what to do in the event of severe weather. So really encouraging individuals, schools, businesses to plan ahead before an incident occurs. We have a great school health program that even goes into our schools to talk to kids about those potential emergencies and storms and what to do. Really providing educational materials on the different health concerns that can happen during severe weather. Are there any special medical considerations and needs that would be need to be thought about? Having that emergency communication plan, having an emergency kit and what that would all involve. And then helping to respond and recover to those severe weather events, really supporting and coordinating our other partners within the counties as it relates to those disasters.
Okay. So quite a few meetings during the year and stuff, huh?
Yeah. Various different meetings. I know we meet with the city of Madison specifically, but then amongst our other counties, we're getting involved with some of their emergency meetings as they come up as well. So it's not just Loughborough County. We also serve Big Stone, Chippewa, Swift and Yellow Medicine counties too. So I've got a good team behind me that backs me up as well, and we try to help out where we can.
Right. So in case of a regional disaster or something.
Correct.
So everybody on the same page. And
yeah,
I think we learned a lot from that, from 9/11, I think.
Correct. Yes.
I don't know if you heard stories about that, but the entities weren't communicating with each other.
So. Yes, and that's after 9/11, that is when public health's role in emergency preparedness really started. And a lot of the, we work a lot with, you know, the incident command structure and in various different entities, and really trying to work as partners, communicating to make sure that everybody knows what their role is in an emergency, and everybody's got something really important in those kinds of events, and just how we can work together so that the that people's health is being taken care of.
Okay, I know we visited with Lyndon Warden on Monday about Lyndon's the Loch Brow County Assistant Emergency Director. We visited with Lyndon about that kind of things too.
So yeah, yep,
he covered that pretty thoroughly on Monday. So
yeah,
anything else you'd like to talk about there? What do we got?
And then as it kind of relates to that response, like I said, we're really supporting and coordinating, whether it's through sheltering if needed, whether there's damage to a significant part of a community or a major power outage. We have environmental health services that can help with air quality. Maybe it's food storage if power is going to be out for a while, trying to give people the information they need to, if you've been out of power for so many hours, it's probably time to get rid of what's in your freezer, or that type of thing.
We did that during the derecho a couple years ago.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Then we bought a generator.
Yes.
A little too late with that.
But now you know, and part of that recovery too, it's okay, we went through this, what did we learn from it, how can we become better prepared for the next time it happens?
Yeah, when we were out of power, I think in Madison for 2 days or so or better, wasn't it?
Yeah, certain portions I think of the town were, and I know areas out in the country were even longer.
Yeah, and that was a learning experience for my wife and I mean, little things, you know.
Yes.
Like the food in the freezer and charging your phones.
Correct.
No internet, no computer at home.
Yeah.
It's the little things like that you don't think about.
Correct. So. Yes.
Health-wise, you're with Countryside Public Health. Give us some scenarios or some examples, like a tornado disaster or whatever. You mentioned you need a place to go. Where do people go? How do you communicate that to the public?
Yeah, so that's a very good question. And that's definitely where our coordination comes into play. Typically, what we have experienced in previous disasters, whether it be severe weather or whatnot, a lot of times we like to coordinate our efforts out of like an emergency operations center, where our emergency managers will a lot of times coordinate that in this type of situation. So working with our county emergency managers, and then we work with those first responders or city entities, knowing, okay, yep, this part of the town is maybe taken out, we need to set up a shelter. So us as partners, we do involve like our public or our family services. They've got some good resources to American Red Cross, Salvation Army. So we will typically work with family services together to get a shelter location set up so that if people do need to relocate, then we can do that. So we're actually in the process of getting that updated for our area communities. Yeah. And then at those shelters, it may be making sure that there's safe food and water available. If there are any maybe some minor injuries, that's where public health can help, kind of with some first aid. We also have, it can definitely affect a person's mental health as well. So we may not have the specific staff that can help with that, but we have so many resources to get those people into those shelters to help individuals out. So it's kind of a multitude of different things that you don't always think about until it happens. Yeah.
Like I always thought, I was fairly prepared, and then we didn't have power for 2 days. I don't have batteries for the flashlight.
Try
to use your cell phone flashlight. Well, you don't want to use the battery on your cell phone too much.
Yep.
Just little stuff like that.
Yeah.
I know Gloria,
Yep.
Who job that after Gloria retired, she always told me once when she was in your chair there for Severe Weather Awareness Week, you know, it's the little things like make sure you have your shoes on when there's a thunderstorm warning. And,
right.
Just little stuff like that,
yep,
right?
Yep. You just never know when there might be some damage that you don't want to be walking through broken glass or anything like that. Yep. And then, yeah, really thinking about what, you know, having a little bit of a kit prepared for you to either grab if you do need to leave your home. So kind of with those basic, you know, medications, your contact information. If you've got little ones, you know, do you have some formula or diapers, mm-hmm, or, you know, baby food set aside? If you're an older individual, do you have any assistive devices that you want to make sure that you're grabbing before you go? Kind of having some of those things in a set location just ready to grab, or if you are going to be at home for a few days, just making sure you have 2 to 3 days worth of that non-perishable food, water, you know, sports drinks, mm-hmm, batteries, you know, the battery-powered weather radios or just radios in general.
Maynard has them.
Always like to give a plug for Maynard's radios.
Man, when he posts that on social media, there's a lot of people that come in.
That's great. Yes. Yep. So, yep.
Yeah, so, those really come in handy.
Yeah. So. Yep. And the list goes on and on as far as, you know, kind of what your specific needs are. If you have medical equipment that is reliant on electricity,
yep,
have you met with those organizations that provide that service to you? And do they have, mm-hmm, you know, have they shared that information on what to do if the power goes out? We really rely on those medical equipment companies to make sure that is being communicated with individuals as well, because we definitely found that in previous power outages as well.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Anything else you have there, Dawn, that you'd like to share during Severe Weather Awareness Week?
Did we
cover everything?
I think we covered a good chunk of it. I know one of the other things during the week of Severe Weather Awareness, you know, we think of the typical, you know, strong winds, thunderstorms, that type of thing, but there's also extreme heat. I know we had a real mild winter. It'll be interesting to see what our summer brings as well. So, you know, extreme heat can bring along its own set of issues. So just making sure, you know, you're watching for signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. And when the temperatures are going to be high, we would just want to make sure that you're drinking lots of fluids, you know, avoiding those alcoholic and high sugar drinks, sticking more to the Powerades, Gatorades, water, those kinds of things, and then just staying in air conditioned places on those hotter parts of the day. If air conditioning is not available, then find a location that's either shaded or there's good airflow ventilation, or utilize public venues that have air conditioning. You know, head over to the library or community center if your community has one. You know, movie theaters, shopping malls, different things, just to get yourself out of the heat. Yep. Wearing lightweight clothes, and thinking about those animals too, just making sure that they're being taken care of and never leaving any person or pet in the car during those heat events. And definitely if you're feeling icky after being outside, definitely seeking medical care if it gets to that heat stroke type of symptoms where you're not feeling good at all. So.
Yep. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's what we're going to be focusing on tomorrow is extreme heat.
Perfect. Yeah. So. Yep. So that those
must
are kind of
read my notes here.
So that's more of the, I would say, the health side of it.
Right, the health side of it.
Yep.
All right. What do you like about your job at Countryside Public Health, Dawn?
Oh, gosh. I would have to say definitely just the variety of different things that comes with each day. And I've really been able to, over the last year or so, start really focusing in on the other aspects of emergency preparedness and just kind of reacquainting with the partners, getting to know more and more people, and then really providing good information to our communities just so that they can become stronger. And I love being out in the rural area because I think we all wear many hats. We all come together in times of need. And so I think that just shows a true value to what we all do out here.
All right, real good. Appreciate you coming in, Dawn. Thank you again. We'll have you back next year.
All right, sounds great.
Dawn Biergon from Countryside Public Health. That's been another interview during Severe Weather Awareness Week here on Q92.